Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Asithole ke a word of encouragement o Pastor Babsi Shulubani o sekalindile la elayinini. Mfundisi wami sawubona.
Sawubona sisibahle and good afternoon to the listeners at home.
Amen and amen. Namhlanje siphatheleni.
Mina, I never carry anything. It's what God.
Yeah.
Remember, I'm just a mouthpiece. It's my projection. It's my tone.
Yes.
But it's the word of God.
Yeah.
The word that we have today that God has impressed in my spirit is, it's a matter of when. The question is a matter of when are you dying? The question is, when are you going to start that thing? The question is, when are you exiting this world? Because life is so blissful. Life is fragile. Life is filled with ups and downs, uncertainties and promises. But the Bible says it is appointed unto men once to die. The guarantee of life is that you are not coming out of this life alive. That's for sure.
Yeah.
It's either I'll come to your funeral or you come to my funeral. I like what King David says. You know, he captured it very well in the book of Psalms, chapter 19, verse 12. He says, so teach us to number our days that we may get a heart of wisdom. Because the wisdom is that in the next 100 years, everybody that you know, like I'm talking of your family, I'm talking your children, your grandchildren, everyone that you know now, in the next 100 years, they'll be dead. They will not be in this life. Even your enemies will be dead. Therefore, it is very important and essential that you love unconditionally. It's important that you forgive unreservedly. You live your life full of purpose. And unfortunately, in life, we are so unhappy, we are so apologetic, because we're scared of three things. The three things that we are scared of, we're scared of what will they say, the syndrome of what if I fail? We fear with what if I fail? We fear failure. And then we also fear with how will I do it? I don't have the money, I don't have the time, I don't have the resources. We ask, how will I do it? Unfortunately, the people that you're scared of have their own race to run. You must remember that. They don't care about you. People, but by a coisa in their own right.
Yeah.
So we so focus on other people while they have their own things that they have to do. So their opinion shouldn't matter in terms of what God has put in your life. Your growth and success will require you to graduate from what will they say mentality, because that is a crippling mentality. When all is said and done, it will just be you against your purpose. Your purpose is what God will require from you. Imagine if Jesus considered the views of society. Many people wouldn't have been healed because he was healing people on Sabbath. And then they say, how can you heal people on Sabbath? If he had listened to them, people wouldn't even be raised from the dead. Secondly, what if I fail? The greatest failure is the regret of you doing nothing right now. If you don't win the first time, try again and keep trying until you get it. Unfortunately, the grave is full of unsung songs, unpublished books, and unknown ideas.
Yeah.
Imagine, Kisbashe and listeners, if Uko Sanders didn't try 1,009 times. I'm talking about the founder of KFC. He tried 1,900 times. Restaurants declined and rejected his recipe. And then at the 1,010 times, that's when KFC was established. If he didn't continue, never mind, we were not eating this KFC that we so enjoy. I always say with failure, is the F is for fall. A is acknowledge, investigate, learn, understand, realign, and evolve. That is failure for you. You need to keep on evolving. Today you didn't do it right. Keep trying. Tomorrow you do it better. How will I do it? The most important thing is for you to figure why do you have to do something. Because once you know your why, the how becomes so much easier. And when your purpose is at stake and the clock is ticking, please do it alone. Sometimes you think, I'm waiting for other people. Do it alone. How many times have you planned that trip and think, Stockfeller, we're going to go to Funama deposit and people don't pay, and then you end up canceling. Do it alone. Do it scared. It's okay. Do it broke, even if you have no money. Do it unsure. You'll investigate as you go along the journey. I'm saying to you, umlalelekhaya, whatever it takes, just do it. Like, just do it now. Cabanga if Umar Zuckerberg, remember he's a dropout from college, from university. Facebook was started as a college concept, and then that university, when it was done in Harvard, they canceled it. And then he was like, no, this is a good thing. Let me take it on. So imagine if he waited to finish his degree before he starts. We wouldn't be having Facebook. He took the plunge. And today is a multi-millionaire. So Mlaleli, my brother, my sister, Nyakela, I'm humbling because we see a lot of people failing every day. We see a lot of people sitting down, but how am I going to do it? When am I going to start? Just do it. Dala Tandaza, you prayed about it, you fasted about it. Right now, it's for you to put your faith in action. Life is very short to be living in an unfulfilling job. You are in a toxic relationship. You are surviving and you're struggling. God doesn't want that for you. The same way he said to Joshua, he says, be courageous. I'm also challenging you. Be courageous. Be bold enough. Start that business. To register a business, it doesn't even take 300 rand. You just go online. You have data. You TikTok. Unayi data yungena SCIPC. Start that business. I go and study that course. Not every course needs money. Online, there are courses which are free. Do that. Apply for that executive position. You've been sitting in the same position. Hey, I'm unqualified, I'm not experienced. How would you know if you don't try? You'd be surprised they'll call you for that interview. Right now, this is the best time to tell and show someone how much you love them. Don't wait for tomorrow. Say, I'm sorry, like now. It's the process thing. You walk outside the rain barefooted. That child in you comes out alive. Do it now. You're counting the calories, which is okay anyway. Go and eat the ice cream now without counting those calories. Go on that holiday. You don't necessarily have to go very far, but just do it. Tell them now, ask them out on a date. You'll be surprised. That will be the love of your life. And you say, I want to get married, but go out. It's important. Write that book. It doesn't have to be perfect. You don't need to have an editor. I remember when I wrote my first book, I was so clueless. I just started. And then everything unfolded as soon as I started writing. Take that road trip and sing along. Because you were so constrained. And then you're sitting in that car, you're driving alone thinking, with blast, sing along. It's your purpose. It's your journey.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, leave. Like, leave now. Life is so precious, my sister, my brother.
Amen.
You are here today and tomorrow you're gone.
Mm.
The best and convenient time to start is now.
It's
not even
now.
Tomorrow. Now is the best time. Upon ustelile ukuthi, faith without works
is
useless.
Yeah.
So please, my brother, my sister, put
do
action. Because one day you're going to exit this world. Make sure you exit empty. God bless you.
Just do it now. Yo, I'm challenged nami, Pastor Babsi, njengoba ukhuluma kanje, ikakhulukazi lapho uthi put your faith in action. Uyazi nje singabantu sine fear, and le fear iyona eyenza ukuthi wenzeni, ukuthi ugcine avoid konke. Uyazi uthi cha, let me not ngingene futhi nokungena kulento, kanti awazi ukuthi iyona into ezokuphakamisa empilweni. So if une idea njengoba usho, if mhlambe uyithola uku a toxic marriage relationship, usesenaso isikhathi sokuthi ungathatha the right decision ukuthi ushiye and then uqale impilo yakho kabosha. Thank you so much, Pastor Babsi. Uyazi nje ngimotivated ngempela. Asiphinde sihlangane futhi next week. Konje utholakala kanjani mongekho la emoyeni?
www.babsishilubani.com. All social media is Babsi Shilubani. You'll find my number there, you'll find my email, and then you can communicate. And I also do coaching, relationship coaching as well for individuals, even youth mentorship.
Mm-hmm.
If unabantwana ekhaya who need mentorship, contact me. If you are in a relationship or you're in a marriage or you want to enter into marriage, contact me. I'm a certified marriage officer. So this is a chat.
Thank you so much. Just slangane futhi next week. God bless you.
Ngiyabonga, God bless you too. Thank you.
Amen. Angimphelezele uPastor Babsi ngalomhlabelelo weHalal Africa, featuring Okimisha Din, but he's been good.
Come live the life at 657 AM. 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit in collaboration with Need Prayer is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.